This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, I'll tell you what. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. The festival yesterday on Sunday was just obliterated everything that we had been doing all week long. I'm telling you, thanks for all the emails and conversations. That was pretty interesting. Telephone calls, probably 30, 40 phone calls, relatively speaking, mixed in with mostly, predominantly, I have to say, with New Californians out there, people inquiring about New California. We've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and emails and so on requesting information about New California, and we're trying to get it all out there as much as possible. We just released another press release, and that press release is now indicating the locations, the counties in which we are going to be declaring their first grievance. And that's going to be tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and we are going to tell you where it's going to be tomorrow's show, but also it'll be coming out in the afternoon about 5. About 5 o'clock Pacific time, making sure we have all the permits and everything else that have to go along with the location. So you can go and check it out. We have a whole bunch of things happening regards to this whole thing. So that's going to be really important, that that has to start to play out. And we're going to definitely see about that, making that sort of thing play out, if you will. It's going to be quite a thing, I'm telling you, that we declare this grievance. And, of course, things are happening all throughout the state and the nation, as we're starting to find out, right? I mean, it really is amazing, the stuff that has been going on relative to what we're seeing in our state of California and also in the nation as well, because, you know, you just never know what's going to be happening. Well, it's almost like hour by hour at this point. Of course, we've got the Congress. I mean, not the Congress, but the entire government shut down. And they're trying to meet, I guess, at some point in time today. They're going to be meeting about what they should be doing about all this stuff. Should they be, should they be, in fact, negotiating and coming up with some sort of solution? Or is it just a ruse? And I suspect, like we said last hour, it is a ruse. I think clearly a ruse is being seen here. You've got the situation where you've got California on one side of the continent, and then you have, of course, Washington, D.C. on the other side of the continent. Now, the question is, what are the two doing? Well, if you're a globalist, they're certainly acting in sympathy with each other. In other words, I think this shutdown is something that has got something to do with California and what is going on with Javier Becerra. And you heard Tucker Carlson in the last hour, we were talking about this, how basically they're trying to break up the union by ignoring federal law, by actually punishing people if they follow federal law, which is what Javier Becerra announced the other day on Thursday in the afternoon. So there is a problem, something that we're trying to sort through here. If, in fact, Javier Becerra punishes employers for following the law by reporting to ICE the employees that are illegal aliens, then, in fact, he will have violated the Constitution. He will have violated federal law and is subject to arrest, in my opinion. And that, of course, you remember DHS, he was the temporary ICE officer who came out last week and said that California officials will be arrested if they don't comply with non-sanctuary city laws by the federal government. In other words, if they're going to push the sanctuary city law status or the sanctuary county or even the sanctuary state, then they're subject to arrest. Now, this is going to be a brouhaha like you've never seen before. So we'll have to see how this whole thing goes on. Whether or not they got enough political clout in California to pull this off. I'm talking about these people that are supporting sanctuary state. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I got to tell you, I have been sitting in the catbird seat of public opinion in California over the last week. I have fielded calls from every county, 58 counties. And the overwhelming sentiment of these callers is we've got to do something about Jerry Brown and what's going on listen, these are people of all nationalities, of all ethnic, of all racial groups. And the predominant group that I can tell you has been the Hispanic, the Mexican population of people that are calling. They're jumping on board with the new California thing. And they're standing in defiance of what's going on with Jerry Brown. And, of course, Jerry Brown's got the bully pulpit. He's got the media. He's got a monoparty system by which he can basically do anything he wants to do at this point in time. This is difficult for a lot of people to understand that he's got this kind of power, wields this kind of power. But he does. And it's all been set up. There's no question about it. And the replacement, I guess you would say, process of replacing California citizens and American citizens with illegal aliens goes on, because the proof is in the pudding. He is now given authorization for, if you're an illegal alien, you are going to be given the right to vote in California as soon as you get your driver's license. It's going to be automatic, just an automatic thing. They're going to do that. Now, I don't know about you. I think that's kind of a little bit of a problem, don't you? I think it is. I think it's a major league problem. That's the replacement philosophy of Jerry Brown. Replace California citizens with illegal aliens. It's real simple, right? Just follow the laws and take you know, whatever liberties you want with the law to make that happen, which is, of course, what he's doing with the DMV. That's one of the best ways to do it, right? Okay, so now this is the thing. And did in fact, Jerry Brown, and did in fact Chuck E. Schumer, did they work together to make sure that this government shutdown, which would reflect poorly upon the United States government, was this in fact orchestrated to coincide with what Javier Becerra is doing out there in defiance and in violation of federal law, making the claim that federal law is ridiculous, they don't know what they're doing, it's a poor governance system, we should replace it with a new one, like we have a great one here in California? Is that what is going on? I think the timing is suspect. Now, a lot of people say, oh, that's just a wacky tinfoil hat theory. I think it's suspect. I think it has a lot of problems. Just coordinated happened. But the other part of it, too, is what happened with New California. They declared their independence last week on Monday. And this happened on Thursday, which is a form of declaration of independence by saying that they're no longer going to comply with federal law. Article 4, Section 4, state split. Think about it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, man, I'm telling you, we've had some behind-the-scenes stuff going on here in the studio. You just wouldn't believe. Drama, high drama in Studio 21. Okay, so let's get back into, like, the other stuff that's going on around here. Couple of things. VP Pence confirms U.S. no longer will certify Iran deal. Oops, the mullahs are not happy. Yeah, I can't understand why you might want to, be building these bombs and want to detonate them, that sort of thing. Which, of course, so anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. Says, President Donald J. Trump says here, and congressional Republicans battle to reopen the federal government. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Israel this week to meet with dignitaries and visit a handful of historic sites, including the Holocaust Memorial. But during a speech at the Knesset, Israel's parliament, Monday afternoon, local time, Pence surprised his audience by declaring that the U.S. would not recertify the Iran deal when it comes up for renewal in May. So the Obama legacy is just being torn asunder, if you know what I mean. It really truly is. It says, virtually guaranteeing that the U.S. would reimpose economic sanctions against the Iranian regime, Trump recertified the deal earlier this month for the last time. That's quote, for the last time. Part of a deal with Democrats to buy them some time to work out a compromise. Uh-huh. See, it's amazing how the compromise with the Democrats just doesn't seem to work out now, does it? Just doesn't seem to work out like you want it to work out at any time with the Democrats. Just isn't one of those kind of things. We're going to try and get a little sound clip here going on and see if we can follow. Oh, here we go.
In the face of the
we're going to replay
states.
This. Hang on.
And under President Trump, America will continue to stand strong. Continue to stand strong in the face of the leading state sponsor of terrorism. President Trump has put Iran on notice. America will no longer tolerate Iran's efforts to destabilize the region and jeopardize Israel's security. And let me be clear on this point. Under President Donald Trump, the United States of America will not allow Iran to develop a usable nuclear weapon. This is our solemn promise to the American people, to the people of Israel, and to the world.
Okay, there you go. You hear that from Pence. He told the Parliament on Monday that the administration is committed to enact effective and lasting restraints on Iranians' nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and Pence has received a warm welcome in Israel. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so we've got the Israeli deal. It's out. The Iranian deal. It's out. And that's okay with me. Fewer nuclear weapons floating around there. Of course, we've got a lot of problems. It says, while a wave of economic protests that momentarily threatened the government's grip a few weeks ago have mostly subsided, the Iranians are still struggling with massive youth unemployment and runaway inflation. See, we know this. I was going to bring that up. Remember, a couple weeks ago, they had all these massive protests, and people were flexing their arms, primarily, I think, supported by the CIA, of course, against the mullahs in Iran. So they didn't overthrow them entirely, but it was very, very clear that the weight of the United States was behind the protesters, anti-government protesters in Iran. And I'm sure they were very uncomfortable with this. And it says here the U.S. bowing out of the deal would most likely lead to its collapse, as Iranian leaders have warned they would consider the whole pact, which also involves Germany, the European Union, Russia, China, and France, null and void if the U.S. were to pull out. This is during a speech. Pence defended the U.S. controversial decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Says the administration will advance its plans in coming weeks of the embassy being reopened. Okay, so there you have it relative to what is going on with that one. Now, this is the big one, though, this is the big one. It says, who's lying? FBI says 5 months of text lost, yet Inspector General Horowitz says his office received them in August. I love it when these things happen. Now, we've all heard about these memos that are out there, the big memo that's going to be destroying everybody politically. And by the way, I'll just let me very quickly go to Drudge and see if it's come out here. This memo is a bombshell. We know this, and we've been kind of watching it and checking it out, what's going on. It hasn't surfaced yet. We're still in this whole throes and controversy of what's going on with this, the shutdown showdown, and all that good stuff. But, you know, the underlying things that are going on with people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and that little thing out there, and Mueller, and, of course, all the connections of the Mueller people that are out there with all the behind-the-scenes with virtually the whole deep state that happened under Obama and the FISA information. Now, this is kind of really important to understand. Back before Trump became president, as a candidate, they were already ignoring FISA protocols, you know, to get those search warrants. They, at least on two different occasions, they just ignored them. The Justice Department did under Loretta Lynch. They just ignored them. So, I mean, then they started, surveilling Trump. And now it's kind of interesting. I know a little bit about some of this stuff because actually we had some sort of involvement, Scott Bennett and myself, with some of this. So we're somewhat privy to some of the stuff that's going on. Now, I'm going to wait because Scott has a whole bunch of stuff we're going to reveal that are relative to this. So when the timing is right, we're going to put this stuff out. But it's very, very interesting, some of the things that are surfacing right now relative to this. And what we've got in this particular case is that they're saying that there's 5 months of texts that are lost. Okay, so let's get into the story here. A major contradiction has been discovered between yesterday's revelation that the FBI lost 5 months of text messages and a claim by the DOJ's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who claimed his office received the text in question between FBI employees, Peter Strzok, and his mistress, Lisa Page, last August. Says knowledge of the missing text was revealed in a Saturday letter from Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. After the committee received an additional 384 pages of text messages from Strzok and Page, several of which contain anti-Trump, pro-Clinton bias. The new DOJ submission included a cover letter from the Assistant Attorney General to Legislative Affairs, Stephen Boyd, claiming that the FBI was unable to preserve text messages from the two agents, between the two agents, for a five-month period beginning in December 14, 2016, and May 17, 2017, due to a misconfiguration issue with FBI-issued Samsung 5 devices used by Strzok and Page, despite over 10,000 texts which were recovered from their devices without incident. And it's got this memo here. However, as the Gateway pundit Josh Kaplan points out, the lost text messages are in direct contradiction to a December 13th letter from the DOJ's internal watchdog, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, to Senate Judiciary Committee Chuck Grassley and Chairman Ron Johnson, in which he claims he received the texts in question. So now, are we looking at the Inspector General here? Deep state, anyone? Deep state. Says, in gathering evidence for the OIG's ongoing 2016 elections review, we requested, consistent with standard practice, that the FBI produce the text messages from the FBI-issued phones. The plot is thickening. Soon to thin out. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a QAnon post from 1/21/2018. Now, if you're not familiar with QAnon, it's an intelligence source, I guess you can say, that's being floated around the internet as one of the deep state intelligence sources. And I'm going to read some of it to you so we can kind of get what's going on here. The QAnon to me was one of my sources, just to let you know, one of my sources who said, read this. So Jerome Corsi, Decode, Sunday, January 21st, and I got to really blow this bad boy up here because this is all about the deep state issue, which is, of course, what we're trying to talk about in this hour as well. It says, QAnon post 121, timestamp Sunday, 1400 hours. It says, will Sessions drop the hammer? This post explains what is in the memo prepared by House Intelligence Committee Devin Nunes, chairman, not yet made public. I love it when these things happen. QAnon is putting the question to Attorney General Sessions directly. Does Sessions have the courage to bring criminal investigations against Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, as well as criminal elements in the DNC and FBI and DOJ? If Sessions lacks the nerve after the Nunes memo has been made public, Sessions will be replaced by President Trump. This relates back to QAnon post #151134 on December 22nd. I decoded that post here. Now, this is what this is Jerome Corsi. You must go back and read this decode to fully understand the QAnon post. Says Eric Schmidt resignation announced on 12/21/17 after Trump signs executive order on confiscating assets of internal human rights abusers, implements capital seizure for offenders of Magnitsky Act earlier that day. That's one down based on EO signed 12/21 executive order, in other words. One of 22 comes from reading the month and date together, 12/21, and picking the first three numbers, a numerological coding trick for mirror numbers like 12/21, in which the first 12 mirrors and so on. So Eric Schmidt is the number one, the first to resign from the 22, many others who will resign as a result of Trump signing the executive order. You get it? Okay, so it was signed 12/21/17. He was the first one. Schmidt was the first one. Okay, so this is kind of like the coding. You know, I'm talking about how, and if you don't, okay, I know some of you might not understand what QAnon is all about. And we dip into QAnon, have been for a while, a long time. I mean, there's other things to get into, but I get it a little bit differently sometimes, and I sometimes really don't agree with what they're coming up with. And in fact, it's been not good, but sometimes they're very, very accurate, so... This could be somewhat of an accuracy right here, based upon my source that I got this information from Jerome Corsi. Okay, so anyway, Eric Schmidt's resignation announced on 12/21/17 after Trump signs the executive order on confiscating assets of international human rights abusers, implements capital seizure for offenders of Magnitsky Act. So Eric Schmidt's violation of Magnitsky Act triggers it. Okay, that's one down on executive order signed on 12/21. Now, there's some coding going on here. If you read 1-2/2-1, one of 22 comes from reading the month and date together, 12/21, and picking the first three numbers, a numerological coding trick for mirror numbers like 12/21, in which the first 12 mirrors the last 21. So Eric Schmidt is considered in this code the first to resign from the 22, many others who will resign as a result of that executive order. Get it? Okay. It's kind of like we had to spend time talking about Islamic numerology and how the dates were significant to various Islamic attacks. Okay? We're back into that mode. So I don't want to confuse the audience. And if I do repeat, I'm trying to get better understanding for you. Okay? QAnon published this post on 12/21 at 5:37 p.m. after publishing a post on Thursday, 12/21/17, noting Eric Schmidt's resignation and Trump's Magnitsky Act executive order and how they were related. Eric Schmidt and Google play a major role in Hillary Clinton's 2016 election computer technology, with Eric Schmidt asking to be Hillary's main outside advisor. Eric Schmidt was a key conspirator developing the Russian collusion narrative against Trump, and Eric Schmidt funded CrowdStrike, the initial group to claim the theft of DNC and Podesta emails was a Russian hack. Eric Schmidt funded Hillary's campaign that in turn funded Fusion GPS to advance the Russian collusion narrative as insurance in case Trump won the election. Now, this is showing you how we flip the script on this whole Russian collusion deal. When we start getting information about Peter Strzok, when we start getting information about Eric Schmidt and his role, and this stuff starts to leak out, we start to realize that they had a plan that really predated the election, clearly did. And this is what was being found out today, even, that there were a number of cases, actually over the weekend, I think it is, there were a number of cases in which they applied. We're talking about the Obama Justice Department with Loretta Lynch. They applied for FISA warrants back well before, something like the election was in November. You're talking about April and May. They applied for these FISA warrants to surveil Donald Trump Jr., a couple of other people, and the courts turned them down for those warrants. This is critical to understand. They turned them down for the warrants. So they were said, no, Loretta Lynch can't do it. So what does Loretta Lynch do? They do it anyway. And they started spying on Donald Trump Jr. and others that were involved in the campaign. Get it? Now along comes this particular situation with Eric Schmidt being a conspirator developing the so-called Russian collusion. So they're betting on what's going to happen here. So Eric Schmidt developing the Russian collusion narrative against Trump funded CrowdStrike, the initial group to claim the theft of the DNC and Podesta emails was a Russian hack. Now that's something we covered extensively about Guccifer and all that stuff. Now here's the deal. They say it was going to be insurance in case Trump won the election. So now this is telling. Because if this is insurance, what's its insurance for? See, this is laying the seeds down for an overthrow of the president. They start this narrative before he even takes office. And then later on, they investigate him, which is, of course, what Mueller was all about, right? And guess what? Guess what? Mueller. And look what's happening to him. This is why I say, we're starting to find this information out, and they're turning the table. They're flipping the script on Mueller, on Clinton, on Obama. And all these things are now going to start cascading out, this big memo that they're out there holding on to. Oh, yeah. This is going to explain all these things. He goes on here to say, a reference to Peter Strzok instant message with Lisa Page, referencing Lisa Page's suggestion in Andrew McCabe's FBI office that CrowdStrike and Fusion GPS dossier were the evidence of Trump-Russian collusion that could be used now to block Trump's campaign, but as insurance to impeach Trump should he win the 2016 election. It says, once the Nunez memo was made public, the narrative will shift from Trump-Russian collusion to focus on hard-left Democratic Party coup d'etat aimed at transforming the American Constitutional Republic into a globalist, new world order, European-style socialist communist state with no borders. And I mentioned Javier Becerra.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, we're breaking it down right now. We've got a QAnon memo here from Jerome Corsi. And, you know, Jerome Corsi and Agenda 21 Radio go way back, way back. We haven't had him on here for well over a year. Something wrong with that picture, right? So we might want to have him on again. Anyway, he's actually been a pretty good friend of Agenda 21 Radio over the years, so I'm really, really, I'm remiss in not having him on. So what we have here is a situation where we have a failure to communicate, maybe, not necessarily. So he's been with WorldNet Daily, and now he's out on his own doing other things. So he's got this post up, QAnon decode four posts Sunday on January 21st. Will Sessions drop the hammer is the big question. Okay, and we're talking about people that have been exposed, I guess you would say, at this point in time, after Devin Nunes has made public a number of things, and one of the things that has come up in the discussion is whether or not there's going to be some more arrest coming as a result of various things that the president has done relative to some executive orders and what is referred to as the Magnitsky Act, and talks about Eric Schmidt, who has resigned because of Trump's Magnitsky Act executive order and related events, and Google play a major role in Hillary Clinton's 2016 election technology, and Eric Schmidt asking to be Hillary's outside advisor, main one, and then working with CrowdStrike, and then a reference to Peter Strzok, who is, remember, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page having that torrid affair, suggestion in Andrew McCabe's FBI office that CrowdStrike and Fusion GPS dossier were the evidence for Trump's Russian collusion. However, that it could be used now to block Trump's campaign as insurance to impeach Trump should he win in 2016 election. This is big because it's like I said before. I said this, I think, in the first hour, that all this stuff, this pre-planning to take Trump out, if in fact he won, started well before the election. It was going on way before the campaign. They had contingencies. If Trump won, what were they going to do? How are they going to use the system to destroy him? Impeach him, right? That's one thing. And then, of course, the other part of this, now listen to this phrase. This is, now think Javier Becerra in California and what he has been doing, right? Tucker Carlson's comments about what he did. So this is the next memo shifts narrative. It says, once the Nunes memo is made public, the narrative will shift from Trump-Russia collusion to focus on a hard-left Democratic Party coup d'etat aimed at transforming the American Constitutional Republic into a globalist, new world order, European-style, socialist-slash-communist state with no borders on the model of the original European Union. What have I been saying? What is... Now, see, this is part and parcel what's going on. Enter New California. Declares independence on the 15th. Then you go 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. Javier Becerra comes out and clearly tells the world he's violating federal law. Which will, if we let that go and don't stop him, then the American legal system's done. He's challenged. He wants secession. As the Attorney General of the biggest state in the union. Now, this is my theory. Two things. Collusion in Russia. In the dossier business, right? You have that. That didn't work. They did not get a situation that would allow Trump to be impeached. They just didn't get it. They didn't get the gravity with it. The facts were strong enough to say, forget it. Now, we knew here at Agenda 21 Radio, and we were reporting to you, and back in, you know, when this whole thing was playing out, there was something wrong with the picture because there was no there with the Russian thing. There was never a Russian there, but they played the thing with the dossier. Now, that's all coming out. That's going to come out in this, the so-called FISA memos that are out there. This is all going to come out. Now, the next thing that was going to happen was they were going to stage a coup d'etat. Now, I say the coup d'etat is alive today with Javier Becerra's statement that he made Thursday. It's alive and well. They're planning a coup d'etat in California to start it. If it starts in California to ignore federal law, it will start throughout the rest of the United States. That seems to be the kingpin. I say they have had interruptus. Their whole plan is now being foiled by New California in the Declaration of Independence by New California. I think they've pressed themselves into a corner, and they're desperate, and they're going for it anyway. What's the reaction going to be by the federal government? What is the reaction going to be by the federal government? After Nunez's memo is made public, Sessions will no longer be afraid of Mueller and will investigate him as part of the Trump-Russian collusion narrative, given Sessions' participation in the Trump campaign and his casual interactions there that Sessions had with various Russians. Sessions has been compromised, living in fear he will be investigated by Mueller and indicted. I don't believe that. Once the Nunez memo is made public, Sessions will cancel his recusal. Which, see, this is what I think they did. I think Sessions was brilliant at recusing himself. Sessions will cancel his recusal from the Russian collusion investigation, and he will become an aggressive attorney general that Trump thought he had when he appointed Sessions to head the DOJ. This is QAnon's prediction of the power the Nunez memo will have on the public when the American public get a chance to read it, probably next week. Says the Nunez memo made public will alert the American people to the Democratic Party's coup d'etat undertaken in large part through Obama-Hillary Podesta collusion with Russia. We'll be back. Now it's California's turn to attempt a coup d'etat.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul at a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It's amazing what is going on. My emails are just filling up. Phone calls are going crazy. Messaging and all that stuff. So, again, it's Monday. And it's another new day in New California. Things are going well, mighty briskly, I guess you can say. Briskly, I guess. I'm just making it up. I'm sorry. Sort of impromptu, right? Okay, anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about New California here. And, of course, the revelation that we're now up to 29 counties and rising. We're going to be getting a little bit more, a few more counties, actually, this week. If everything, the cards, we have 12 more counties in the queue to be brought in. That would make it like, 12 and 10, 30. So 20, so 31 count, 41 counties and counting. So we have 29 that are certified, verified right now that we brought in, we voted on and brought them into the fold, so to speak. So that's a lot of counties. And, of course, there are 58 counties total in California. We're going to run that math by you in the next segment anyway. So, anyway, coming up to the end of the hour, and we've got to tell you about the normal things, like visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul at a21r.com. Please visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.